You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. Today is our preview for Irish Invasion. And Randall, is this the third or the fourth Irish Invasion?
It's the third that they've called. I mean, they've had camps, but it's like the third that they would call the Irish Invasion.
The third Irish Invasion brand. So we'll discuss a little bit who all is coming to camp. We've got some other news to discuss as well. Some more information, or at least some expectations for an announcement for Corey Robinson. Some info on Grant Blankenship, Brandon Winbush. And then to start off with, I do want to mention we were discussing on a podcast that hasn't been released yet, pronunciation. I guess the Equanimeous one that one went out Friday, Equanimeous. So we got a tweet from Andrew Wynn, and he's one of the guys over at Her Loyal Sons with the pronunciation out of Notre Dame's game day material or handbook. And so we were arguing about Equanimeous and Folston. And so with Folston, it is Tarion. Tarion Folston. And Equanimeous, it is Equanimeous with a soft I sound with the after the N. So Equanimeous St. Brown and Tarion Folston. Thank you for that tweet, Andrew. And I guess with that, we'll jump right into the preview for Irish Invasion.
Wow.
I know, it was the beginning of something.
Back to football.
Yeah. So, Randall, what are we going to expect for Irish Invasion? Who all is coming to visit?
Well, there's a huge list of guys they're planning to come for Irish Invasion, which it's still a week away, so some things could change, last minute things, you know, maybe they can't get a ride or something else came up. You know, this, we're talking about high school kids that still have a year or two of football.
At least it's summer now and weather won't be a reason that someone can't make it.
True, true. But there's always a couple, you know, that said they were going to catch a ride with somebody and it didn't work or something like that. But right now, the list is at 49 guys that are planning to be here. So it's a pretty big list, a lot bigger than last year. I'm not going to go through all the names, but there are four guys that are 2017 commits already. Avery Davis, Cole Kmet, Isaiah Robertson, and Pete Werner are the four guys that are committed to Notre Dame and are planning to be there. For 2017, there's 17 guys that have offers already, and then there's another 12 guys that are looking for an offer that are going to plan to show up and try to get an offer. Then 2018, there's five guys that have offers, and then there's seven guys that are prospects. And then there's actually a couple 2019 guys, so some pretty young guys that will be showing up. There's two of them that have offers already and two of them that are prospects.
There's two 2019 kids that have offers?
Yeah, quarterback JT Daniels and wide receiver Brew McCoy. So Notre Dame, there's the proof that they're sending out offers earlier than normal. That's still three recruiting cycles away, so still a while to go, but hey, it's good to get these guys on campus early and, you know, maybe get them on campus multiple times before they actually make a decision.
That is true.
There are quite a few defensive ends that are coming. Obviously, Notre Dame wouldn't mind having a couple of the top defensive ends. And actually, before I get into it, there's three guys that are five stars and then there's 23 4-stars, and then there's a bunch of them that are, you know, 3-stars, or some of them aren't even ranked because of the, you know, like the 2019 guys, 18, some of them haven't really, don't really have star ratings yet. But the three five-star guys are linebacker Baron Browning, and offensive lineman Foster Sorrell, and defensive end Robert Beal. Obviously, Robert Beal was committed to Notre Dame at one time, and it's good to see him. You know, it was a decommit, and it seemed like maybe Notre Dame was moving on, but it's good to see him coming back for a visit like this. And I'm sure it'll help the other guys. You know, everybody will know that he was committed and decommitted from Notre Dame, and maybe they'll be questioning him out on that, and he obviously still wants to come. So I could see that turning into a good thing to have him there. But, yeah, just a couple guys. Well, back to the defensive end, you know, there's five defensive ends that are coming that have offers, and they're all 2017 guys, and there's two 2018 guys, and then there's four other defensive ends that do not have offers yet. So there's a total of 11 defensive ends that'll be there. So
Notre Dame is, defensive ends are heavily represented.
Yes, they're like a fourth of the list. So you can definitely tell who Notre Dame is targeting as far as position wise.
And do all of those have offers? All the defensive ends that are gonna are planning to attend?
No, just seven of them. Five 2017 guys and two 2018. There are four guys that don't have offers. Then the other position group is kind of interesting. Like, obviously Notre Dame already has a 2017 quarterback, Avery Davis. Then they have 2018 Phil Jerkovic. We still haven't asked him how to pronounce his last name, so there's another guy we'll have to look on that list, see how you pronounce his last name. But
well, he won't be on the list for a few years.
Yeah, true. We'll ask him next time we see him. So, but that, even though you have two guys, 17, 18 guys that are committed, you still have quarterbacks coming in. 2017 prospect doesn't even have offer. Tommy Herrien is planning to be there, and then there's a 2018 prospect, Connor Noland. He said it doesn't bother him that Phil already committed. He still wants to see what Notre Dame has to offer. And now it's 2019, has a JT Daniels as the quarterback that has an offer and seems to be the guy that Notre Dame is targeting for that cycle. So it is good to see that quarterbacks are still coming despite the number of quarterbacks on the roster already and the guys that are recruited or that are committed. But just kind of going, just looking at some of the names, look down the list. Jonathan McAllister is actually a teammate of Parker Boudreau, defensive end out of Florida, and his chance to see Notre Dame. I think Parker even mentioned that he thinks he'll eventually end up Notre Dame. He'll love it there. And I think this is one guy that will end up at Notre Dame at some point during his recruitment. Another guy, or actually two, Osiris St. Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown. They're both brothers of Equanimeous St. Brown.
Equanimeous.
You got me all confused now. So you got some family coming in, and I'm sure we'll just go with EQ. Let's just say that.
That's fine, yeah.
I always said Equanimeous, so I got to change it to Equanimeous. Anyways, good to see them. They're both receivers. Hopefully both of them will end up at Notre Dame because they're very good wide receivers. They say that the youngest will actually be the best. Amon-Ra, which is a 2018 guy, will actually be the best out of the three brothers, so which is saying a lot because EQ is planning to get some playing time this next year. Then some other guys, kind of an interesting name, Mac Hippenhammer. He's not too far from Notre Dame. He's from Fort Wayne, Indiana. He does not have an offer yet, but he's a wide receiver from Fort Wayne, the local guy. There's one defensive end. His name is Quiddy Pay. It's Q I mean, it's sorry, cute. Kwity. So it sounds like quit. So hopefully that doesn't have anything to do with his playing style. But just interesting name. Marquise Stepp is another guy from, is a running back, 2018 running back from Indianapolis. And he's actually teammates with Pete Werner. Definitely, he likes Notre Dame, and I think he'll still be a little while before he commits, but I think he's another guy that will end up at Notre Dame eventually. Just with Pete Werner, and he loves Notre Dame. I mean, he's taking other visits, and he talks very highly of other teams, but I've talked with him some, and he likes Notre Dame at this point. But he is a 2018 guy, so a lot of things could happen.
And we might be
Other
down. We
than
might be down to Indy to maybe catch a high school game of his, and Warner as well.
yeah, there's actually a linebacker, Hugh Davis, another 2018 guy that is teammates with Pete Werner and Marquise Stepp. That'll also be here. So I'm guessing all three of those guys will come up here together. And three guys are playing on the same team. You already have Pete Werner coming to Notre Dame, so I'm sure Pete Werner will be doing what he can to get those guys to commit to Notre Dame. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot to say. I mean, there's a lot of guys on this list. I don't know. Do you, Ruben, if you would guess, do you think Notre, or you obviously don't keep up with recruiting as much as I do, but do you think, or how many commits do you think Notre Dame will get from Irish Invasion, or
Just
in the week afterwards?
the week after, and okay, there's a total of 49,
Yeah.
and or I guess yeah, the total of 49. How many are there's only seven that are committed at this point?
No, only four of the guys are committed at
Only
this
four.
point. Yeah.
I don't know. Last year there weren't any at right after invasion, were there?
No, it took a little bit before they started committing, but they eventually,
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised with one or two, but I don't think that it'll be more than that.
okay. Yeah, I don't really know. I'm gonna say that there's gonna be three that'll commit during the visit or in the week after.
Okay, I'll go with two. That way, if I say one and it's two, neither one of us wins, so I'll hedge myself a little bit.
I know at one point Matt Freeman said four, so I
Hold
guess we
it.
got two, three, and four covered. So, and Matt knows the most, so I'm guessing. Actually, I'm hoping he's right because that would be more than I predicted. So I'm hoping he's right out of the three of us.
All right, is that all for Irish Invasion then, Randall? Should we move over to some of the news topics?
Yeah, as far as one other thing with recruiting, it doesn't have to do with Irish Invasion, but five-star offensive tackle Jedrick Wills visited Notre Dame this week. This was last Wednesday, actually. He's 6'4", 315-pound guy from Kentucky. Big-time player. Notre Dame would love to have him. I think he's pretty interested in Kentucky as well, but he's not too interested in making a commitment right now to anybody. I think he wants to take some visits, and see how it plays out. But he said he felt comfortable at Notre Dame. He liked what he saw, and that's always good news. I mean, if you can get him on campus like that, that's definitely a good sign.
And
So,
is that an O-line target?
yes.
Okay. All right. So some of the news, like I mentioned, Corey Robinson, Randall, I guess there's an update as far as when he's going to announce his plans regarding football.
Yeah, it's just an update. He didn't say what he's going to do, but they said that they're planning to announce what he plans for his future on Wednesday.
It's
So
kind
I
of
guess.
weird to me. I mean, I saying that they're going to announce it this day or that day makes me feel like the decision has been made. So
Yeah,
I don't know why this is going to be such a big deal to make an announcement. I know recruiting's that way, and in a sense, okay, well, you're not sure if you're going to get this guy or that, or you're not going to get this guy. And I guess it, in a sense, it's like that as far as is he going to be part of the team or not. But I just don't see why it's being made a big deal.
What is your, I think we discussed this a couple weeks ago, but what is your gut feeling? What will he say on Wednesday?
I think he'll come back, but I don't think he'll be a huge factor as far as playing time. I think he'll help with leadership and maturity, but I don't think he'll be a pass catching factor. If he comes back, I think he'll probably be, as far as wide receivers, probably be the fourth guy with the most catches out of the wide receiver group.
Yeah. Man, I know just the other day on our countdown to kick off for Corey Robinson, I said he was coming back, but it's been a couple days, and just the fact that he's announcing that they're announcing this like they are like on Wednesday, right now I'm saying that he's not coming back.
Is Wednesday any significant day to him personally?
No, I don't know if that was some other announcements with at Notre Dame, because the recruits are all coming. I mean, the players are supposed to be showing up. They're supposed to be here this weekend. So I think they all, or they'll all be there by Wednesday. So I don't know if they're going to announce that. I mean, have some other stuff as well. I'm not sure what the plan is. We'll make sure, we'll let you guys know if they're having a press conference, what's going on. But
Is he making the announcement, or is Brian Kelly making the announcement?
It's Notre Dame. It's not okay. Corey Robinson. But just looking at the facts, you know, and no, it was because of concussions. And, you know, there's always this thing, oh, it causes mental issues, brain damage, on and on, whatever. And the fact that he is, you know, the student body president, and maybe that they're announcing this, maybe it's already the politics of everything are getting to him. I just think that he's going to move on and who knows, I don't know what his future plans are, but today I'm going to say he's not coming back.
All right. Well, so we'll actually, you'll be hunting this next week. So will you even have internet service?
I do not know.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll try to do a better job then. Randall does most of our tweeting, so I'll try to do a better job of staying on top of the news and getting information out there. And probably most of you guys, if you're on Twitter, you'll see it anyway.
I'm hoping since you're mentioning that, I hope when I get back next week that you'll realize how much
work you do.
How much work I do.
I do know you do a lot, Randall. Trust me.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just had to throw that in
Well,
there.
You do. I mean, I do very little, next to nothing with recruiting. And Randall, yeah, Randall does all that.
I enjoy it. I don't know. I think it kind of ties in. Like, I like playing fantasy football. I like March Madness, filling out brackets. I like doing all that stuff. And I like watching recruits, trying to figure out what they're going to do, where they'll end up, and just kind of the excitement or the anticipation of what could happen, you know, them coming to Notre Dame. I think it's – I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I do like, yeah, like you mentioned, fantasy football and March Madness. I think what I don't like is relationships.
Totally. Oh. You can't handle the commitment, Ruben.
I can't. Okay, so we got Corey Robinson out of the way. Grant Blankenship, what's the latest news with Grant?
He is enrolled in summer school. So he's at Notre Dame. Brian Kelly basically said, you know, his status hasn't changed as far as him being with the football team. He said the status hasn't changed since it was announced on April 15th. And Kelly just said he's got to hit some marks there. And his status will not be defined until he completes summer school.
So academics is what's keeping him out right now from the football team?
I can't tell you.
But that's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah, obviously he's got to be there at summer school. I don't. It would seem like that, but who knows?
All right, and then Brandon Wimbush, there was an announcement about him as well.
Yeah, so I guess he's back to being redshirted this year. You know, originally Brian Kelly had announced it. Was it on ESPN? Was it Dan Patrick? I can't remember now. He'd been talking on some radio show, and he announced that Brandon Wimbush was going to redshirt. Well, then he kind of backed off on that and said they were going to let him compete in the spring.
I don't know. He said it on a radio show, but he also said it in a press conference, I thought, as well.
Well, he might have, but I know it was. Man, I can't remember. I'd have to go back and check, because some people were questioning if he had talked to Brandon Wimbush or not. I'm sure he did, but that's how it had been announced. But they did talk with him again. He's playing to redshirt.
Which is kind of stupid. I mean, I get the sense that, well, you want Brandon Wimbush to compete in the spring as if he could be the starter, or at least could be the backup, could get some playing time. So I do get that part of it. But there's also just being realistic. I mean, the third string quarterback ideally is not going to play, and you've got a returning starter and the starter after him who led the team, you know, to 10 or 9-10 wins, however you want to look at it. And so, yeah. I mean, part of it's just being, well, yeah, the plans are for him to redshirt because he's not going to beat out Zaire or Kaiser as a redshirt freshman. Well, I guess not a redshirt freshman, as a true sophomore.
Yeah, I agree. Well, here's Brian Kelly's quote. He said, "We've had a conversation and he's fine with redshirting if that's what we end up doing. But if something happens along the way and we're ready to activate him, he's ready to do that as well." So, I mean, you can call it a redshirt, but basically if they need him, he's going to play.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure that's how Brandon looks at it. He knows he's not going to beat out the two guys, so I don't think anything really changes as far as them calling it a redshirt or not. So,
and especially now that you're heading into the fall, you can't be giving equal time to three different quarterbacks.
Exactly.
All right.
And yeah, I'm still on the side that I know Wimbush is really good, but he's the guy that hasn't had much playing time, so he's the guy everybody wants to see or thinks is the greatest one out there. So.
The new shiny toy.
Yeah.
All right, Randall. I don't have anything else on my list to discuss. Is there anything that we missed?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you guys for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.